talking about like people pleasing as well now, that imposter syndrome is, I kind of want to say, like a factor when it comes to people pleasing. Because someone can be like, yo, Colin, you know, that was great, sweetie, but, and then by you trying to, like, you know, not stand up for yourself, you kind of just go with, yeah, no, they're right. They're right because they said it, you know. And I don't want to cause ructions by being like, no, but actually, like, I am good at what I do. Like, I know I can do this and even better. So yeah, do you think like that's also a thing? Like
I think,
they bear fruit in like
yeah,
some sort of way.
I think it is, yeah. Like something that I've noticed also is like you it's the self-awareness thing.
Yeah.
Like it's good to have some kind of self-awareness about yourself and what you are good at and what you are not good at,
Yeah.
and way like certain thinking patterns that you usually
Yeah.
go to when, say, now something someone comes up and says, "I like this, but you know, like
What do
exactly." So
you
you can take that information on board
Yeah.
without like taking a hit on your own
Yeah.
character, you know, and like kind of maturing in that way to
Yeah.
understand that people think differently and we
Yeah.
are also all looking for different things. And God can use us to speak to anyone in
Yeah.
any kind of way, you know.
Yeah.
And so like not everyone can receive the same thing from one message that I speak or something like
Yeah.
that, you know. So it's like I think in the other sense, humility, people can tend to have a false sense of humility
Yeah.
where it's like I need to know, like, okay, this is me, this is how I operate. If this happens, like I need to acknowledge the fact that, okay, maybe here I need to work on this, maybe
Yeah.
here I need to work on this, you know, something like that. So I don't know if I'm making sense, but
But I think like back to what you said about you know, being fearfully and wonderfully made, like that entire like piece of scripture is just so my brain. And but I think a big thing is like coming down that God is really the one who knows you. And whether it is believer, unbeliever, he made you, he knows you, you know. And I wrote this down. Let me put my thoughts of
Hey,
9 p.m.
go ahead.
Okay. You are not an imposter in the eyes of the one who knows you best. And I think that's a big thing because now we are trying to. I think when it comes to imposter syndrome, what I've experienced myself is I try to tell God who I am, and it's not in a good way. It's not like the, okay, God, but like I can do this and this and this. It's more like, God, I like that. And he's like, come to the throne boldly. And now it's like this level of shame and insecurity and genuinely just not knowing who you are. And now he's like, hey, but I made you. Like, you don't have to run to other people to tell you who you are. And I know the situation that you're in might, like, because sometimes, like, you know, imposter syndrome, I feel like it's more than a syndrome sometimes. It's like a disease. It's a disease that eats at your character. So, oh, you're like,
No, I can relate because like in my experience, it's like you look at this thing of imposter syndrome, like the self-doubts that you have, the anxiety that you maybe have. And it's like I've noticed that it can kind of be like a compounding effect of like you have your people pleasing, you have your comparison to other people, you have your identity perception, you know, stuff like that. And if you struggle with kind of like all of these things, it filters into imposter syndrome, you know. Like I can tell an example. I growing up, okay, so I have a colored father and a white mother. And I remember in primary school, I was like, I don't really know who I am yet, you know. I mean, I know I have a colored father and a white mother, but now it's like, okay, the interactions I have with people is like, people are like, what are you? Like, who are you? Like, what's your culture? I'm like, I actually don't know how to answer that question. Like, I've never really thought about it, you know? And then, or they'll be like, colored people will come and say, like, but your hair doesn't look like ours, you know? And I'm like, fair, I mean, true. So, and then like,
Not gonna lie.
white people will be like, okay,
You don't look
but
like this
you
as
don't
well.
really look exactly like us. So, like, and I'm like, so I had to wrestle with this thing of like, I might not look exactly how you look, but that does not mean that I am not who you are, you know? Like I would identify as 100% colored and 100% white, you know? And I might not display or live exactly how other people live because, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a mix, you know?
And also just like the way you grew up as a whole.
Yeah.
It affects everything.
It affects everything. So now when it comes to imposter syndrome, it would be like I would walk into certain spaces and I would feel like this kind of like wow, I don't belong here because I've heard people like this say these kinds of things, you know? And it's like that is what causes the feelings of like self-doubt.
Yeah.
And it once again, it goes back to the identity thing. Like if you don't know who you are, you will struggle with whatever anyone else says about you because you have nothing to stand firm on, nothing to ground yourself in, you know? And so for me, it was about going back to the Lord and realizing, okay, I have a colored father. I have a white mother.
Yeah.
Just because I don't look like one doesn't mean I'm less than them, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of like finding the strengths and weaknesses, because they are weaknesses, the strengths and weaknesses of both cultures, and kind of being able to like own myself in those kinds of situations. But it's through the strength of God and how He's created me in this way, you know? So it's really about understanding your identity and how that can really be like a foundation to build off and be confident in your identity, you know?
We have a special little something something prepared. Well, not we.
Oh man.
He. He has. Colin has a little something something prepared. So I think let's set up and then, but I think for now, y'all, be ready to be amazed.
Okay. Okay, so welcome. I'm gonna play a song for you guys. I'm not going to sing, so the mic is going to disappear, but the song, I'm going to play an instrumental song, which is called Spirit Rejoice. It's a song that my dad wrote a few years back, and we used to play it like our siblings in my band. We used to play it all the time. It's kind of like a jazz background, so like if that's your style, then you're welcome. I hope you enjoy it. If that's not your style, then that's okay. I'm here for it. So I hope you guys enjoy the song. It's called Spirit Rejoice. Here we go.